This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News. Today I'm talking with Azael Bouperi, and he's a deaf man working with Deaf Bible Society. He's actually the America's field coordinator. We're talking about current and future sign language translation work. So Azael, before we get into questions, you have a female interpreter working with you today. As a deaf man, are you okay with her voicing for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Finish.
Okay, great. Just getting that out of the way. And now as we look at, as we start our questions, can you help us understand which countries and sign languages that Deaf Bible Society currently supports?
So there's four. We've got Colombia, Honduras, El Salvador, and Brazil. Now, Brazil is, we are sponsoring their equipment. And then the first three countries that I mentioned, we are investing our time and efforts for translation projects. And I'm the field coordinator for the first three. But the last one that we sponsor, Brazil, I'm not the field coordinator for them, but we do sponsor them with equipment and things like that. Finish.
Now, what's the difference between supporting with equipment and, you mentioned investing your team effort. What's the difference between those two things?
So we partner with Seed Company in Brazil. Seed Company has already done translation work in Brazil. And so we just wanted to partner with them. And join our efforts. And so we provide the technology that is needed for them because they've not had it compared to when there is voice translation, their equipment is easier to get and things like that. But when we're doing sign language translation, there's a lot more equipment involved. And so then it's better to have us provide those needs so then they know what they can use for the translation. Finish.
Okay. And when Deaf Bible Society comes alongside a translation group, can you explain what you guys do?
So really my main focus is the first three countries that I mentioned. I also work with Wycliffe with those three projects that I mentioned. My job is just to do all of the communications. Wycliffe, I believe all of them who work there can hear. And so it's hard for them to have direct communications with the deaf community out in those countries, and especially with the translation team. And so they connect me with them. And so that's why I'm the field coordinator, so then I can be like a communication liaison between those two. And, support them and ask them what their prayer needs are and get impact stories and how has the transition work impacted their lives and things like that. And so I communicate between the partners and the transition teams. Finish.
Okay. And you mentioned the countries you're working in now. Where do you want, or where does Deaf Bible Society want to start working in 2020?
Yes, there's four countries that we want to start working in. In Ecuador, Guatemala, Dominican Republic, and Costa Rica. And so we're in communication now, and hopefully we'll start with them in 2020. Finish.
Okay. And as a deaf man, can you help our hearing audience understand why it's so important to have God's word in sign language?
And as you said, I'm a deaf man, and it's important for me to have the scriptures with book by book and the chronological Bible translation to have access to both of them in sign language. It's a huge benefit because it helps me understand more. Now, I can read and write in English, And I can understand it. But when I actually watch the scriptures in my heart language, it's like a blurry vision. I can kind of understand, kind of see what's going on. And then when I see it in my heart language, it's like it's in 4K. And I can clearly understand what the scriptures are saying. And because, you know, my first language is American Sign Language. And so that's why it's very helpful. It's like if you were a hearing person were to go to, you know, Mexico and try to read Spanish in their language, and you went to and took Spanish classes, but you're still missing the culture, or there's other words that you might not understand. And so it's kind of that same idea. And so just like, you know, eating a good bowl of chicken noodle soup is just like having it, God's word. You know, if we're trying to eat a bowl of soup with a fork, you can taste it, but you don't actually get to have all of it. So it's better to eat a bowl of soup with a spoon, because then you get all of the food. And it's just like reading the scriptures. If you are able to see in your heart language, then you get all of the word. So finish.
Great. We will connect our listeners and our readers to Deaf Bible Society so they can give and they can help in those ways. But how would you like people to pray for this project? We want people to give, yes, but prayer is also so important.
I met a lady from El Salvador, and she said her biggest prayer request would be that all the countries in the Americas at least start the transition project. You know, it's going to be a long time before we finish it all. And so just pray that we are able to at least start these projects for all of the Americas, so that everyone can have some of the scriptures in their heart language. You know, just like Moses, you know, that he knew the promised land was coming. He knew that the end was coming. And so just pray for that in regards to the Americas too, that we will start the translation work in Americas according to God's will. Finish.